from the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island, featuring teams from the Tri-Cities as well as across the state for some dream matchups. Now to courtside with the Platte River Radio broadcast team, Randy Bushcutter, Blaine Bulis, and Doug Duda.
In Grand Island, it is time for Game 7 of 8 from the 4th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic. Doug Duda with you here, along with our producer-engineer, Nate Krug. We're ready for Grand Island Central Catholic and Norfolk Catholic, maybe the premier matchup of the day. Both undefeated, number 1 and number 2 in the state in all publications, but just barely for Central Catholic. They had to overcome a very cold shooting night last night to defeat Hastings St. Cecilia in overtime and advance on, well, not advance on, but to advance to their 21st consecutive win to start the season. Only 19 points in the first three quarters last night, and once again the Crusaders had to rely on All-Stater Turner Fay to hit the game winner at the buzzer to give them the victory. That's their second game of the week. This is their third for Norfolk Catholic. They have not played this week. The Norfolk Catholic Knights have not had to play since winning the Mid-State Conference Tournament and scoring 67, 60, and 85 points while doing that, the 85 of the championship game over a D1 West Point Central Catholic Ball Club. So it should be a great matchup here. We are on the New Tech Seed pregame show on this Saturday night that's full of basketball and district wrestling across the state. Here's what's happened so far today. Centura went overtime in the opening game to defeat Sandy Creek 46-40. Sutton held off Pierce 44-39. C2 top-ranked Fremont Bergen defeated Kearney Catholic 63-50. Fourth-ranked St. Cecilia in C1 defeated sixth-ranked Milford 52-45. Boys Town, the seventh-ranked team in Class B, defeated C2 second-ranked Ravenna 67-53. And then second-ranked team in B, Gretna, really got it going after the first quarter and beat Adams Central 69-45. Adams Central had 21 points in the first quarter, had a three-point lead, but then only 4 points in the second quarter and never could really keep things going as Gretna stayed consistent throughout the ball game, and they're now 19-1. Should be a great one tonight, Central Catholic and Norfolk Catholic, and we'll look at the starting lineups on the New Tech Seed pregame show in a minute.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. Good luck at state to a great group of Central Nebraska wrestlers from everyone at Eakes Office Plus in Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney. Eakes Office Plus, supplying business success.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
It's another great high school sporting event, and the staff at Island Supply Welding wishes you the best. Call Island Supply Welding for quality welding equipment and supplies to keep you on the job. Island Supply Welding, Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
Time now to take a look at the starting lineup for tonight's basketball game, brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. First off, for the Knights of Norfolk Catholic, here's how things break down for head coach Shane Anderson. Number 4, the 5'9" junior guard, Luke Lyons. Number 5, the 6-foot junior, Drew Farley. Number 24 is a 6'7" senior, Ethan Brozek. Number 34 is a 6'3" senior, Eric Becker. And number 40 is a 6'7" senior, Ben Ewing. The head coach of the Norfolk Catholic Knights is Shane Anderson, assisted by Doug Moore and Josh Clark. They are ranked number 1 in the state of Nebraska with a perfect 19-0 mark in Class C1. Now look at the starting lineup for the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. Number 13 is a 6'4" senior, Patrick Stoltenberg. Number 15 is a 6'1" senior, Seth Wardine. Number 23, the 6-foot senior, Turner Fay. Number 25, a 6'3" senior, Tyler O'Connor. And number 31, 6'1" senior, Caleb Clender. The head coach of the Crusaders is Bill Gavers, assisted by Rob Misek, Tito Martinez, Jeremiah Stump, and Levi Lambert. Grand Island Central Catholic is 21-0 on the season, ranked second in C1. It could be a preview of the state championship, but it's coming up next. Those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. We're back with the tip in a minute.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
What? You're all wrapped up in the game and haven't done anything about Valentine's yet? Good thing for you that Roses for You is open late every day through Valentine's. 937 South Locust or online at rosesforyou.com. There. Now enjoy the rest of your game. You're welcome.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Discover the benefits of your child's education at Grand Island Central Catholic Middle and High Schools, celebrating 54 years of faith-based education. Learn more at gicentralcatholic.org. Grand Island Central Catholic Schools.
And we are ready for high school hoops here on Classic Hits 98.9 and ESPN 1460 and 1550. The ball is tipped, and Norfolk Catholic will catch the ball after it was tipped and give it to Grand Island Central Catholic. Ethan Brozek, you can't catch your own tip, and it got deflected right back into his hands. So Grand Island Central Catholic wins the opening tip. And we are underway, and it looks like the Knights are going to come out and play man-to-man, and you got to be pretty sure that Central Catholic will follow suit. Turner Fay with a basketball. He's going to be guarded by the big fella, Ethan Brozek. So they want to take a look at him, and he gets by one. He gets by two, and he has his pocket picked. Drew Farley comes over, gets the steal. Up the floor come the Knights. Farley kicks it back to the trailer, Brozek. Back up top, they'll go to Lyons, and Lyons will hold the ball. Guarded there at the top of the circle by Seth Wardine. Swing it over on the wing to Eric Becker. Becker trapped there, throws it back up top. Got a pair of 6'7 kids out there for Norfolk Catholic in their red and black. Down to the baseline, Brozek tries to make a move and steps out of bounds. So each team turns it over on the opening possession, and that'll give it back over to Grand Island Central Catholic. And they'll get the ball into Turner Fay. Nice piece on him on 10-11 on Thursday night, I believe it was, from Thor Tripp. Showing off his talents, and right now Fay has it on the left wing. Guarded by Brozek, they want to make him shoot over the big hand, but he might be able to get around him as well. Back up top of the circle, give the basketball into the hands of Stoltenberg. Wardine back to Stoltenberg. Now he gets it inside. Here's a short jumper, Wardine. Will go. Rebound brought down by Ethan Brozek. And up the floor come the Knights. Pair is 6'7", the other is Ewing. Ewing has it, drives in, has his shot blocked out of bounds by Tyler O'Connor. Be interesting. Crusaders have a little height. They've not always been a very tall team, but they can match up 6'7", 6'7". And with Brian Groupie, Tim Higgins, and Jim Langan doing the officiating, you'll probably see them let them play a little bit. That could be big for the Crusaders. Ball on the right wing to Drew Farley. Farley kicks it up top. Knights have it in the corner, thinking about the three. Lions fakes. Drives and kicks it back out. They'll lob it into Brozek. The ball's tipped and taken away. Patrick Stoltenberg on the steal, and the Knights have yet to get a shot away. Up the floor with it is Fay. Fay tries to take his man Brozek to the hoop. He does, but the little finger roll spun out. No good. Rebound brought down by Ben Ewing. Well, that may be a makeup for the one he made at the buzzer last night. As the drive of the paint, turnaround jumper, Brozek up and in. He 360'd and scores. Ethan Brozek gets Norfolk Catholic on the board, and they have the early 2-0 lead. Crusaders bring the ball into the front court. 2 minutes into the ball game. Get it between the circles to Wardine. Seth over the right wing, goes to O'Connor. O'Connor gets it inside for an easy layup, and converting is Patrick Stoltenberg. We are tied at 2. 2 minutes into the ball game here from the Heartland Event Center. Good crowd on hand for this 1-versus-2 matchup. And the Knights go to the high post to Ewing. Had a hand in his back, tries to find Brozek. Stepping in front, another steal is made by Patrick Stoltenberg. Norfolk Catholic, 3 turnovers here in the first 2:15 of the ball game. Fay out of the right side of the key. Trying to take his man, Brozek, off the dribble. One-on-one, they clear the lane. They let him go right by him. He goes for the layup. That'll be the difference. Brozek might be able to get a hand in his face, but Faye's going to be quicker. And at the other end, coming into press row with the steal, is Tyler O'Connor. Another Norfolk Catholic turnover. He has to run all the way around the seats as the three-pointer is up by Clunder. No good. And the rebound brought down by Brozek. What a job over there by Tyler O'Connor on that steal. Crusaders couldn't convert, though. 4-2. Central Catholic and another steal. Norfolk Catholic having trouble here in the first 3 minutes of the ball game. 5 turnovers in 1 bucket. They'll get the ball to Turner Payne. We'll see how long they keep Brozek on it. That might be an interesting switch a little bit later on here for Coach Shane Anderson. Up top they go to O'Connor against the man-to-man, Fay on the right wing. Looks at a three, thinking about it. Drop step on Brozek, takes him to the paint. Scoop shot back up and in. Turner Fay has been by him 3 times and has scored twice. And it's 6-2 Central Catholic. Few folks think that Central Catholic might run out of gas in this game. We'll have to find out early on. They've got the advantage. Ewing up top here, swings it to the right-hand corner. Open three on the way by Lyons. It's going to be in and back out and in again. So Luke Lyons hits the first three-pointer of the ball game, and it's 6-5. Norfolk Catholic trails by 1 here in Grand Island. Central Catholic takes their time when they bring it across. Looks at the defense, gets things set up. Swings it over to Stoltenberg on the right wing. Back up top O'Connor. O'Connor 26 feet away from the hoop. Gives it over on the left side to Klender. Fay already a little winded over there, it looks like. He's being pretty quiet. Might have got a little contact he's trying to regroup from. They try to get it to Turner. He's covered, but Turner does win the scrap for the ball. And he'll stop on the left wing. Little crossover, takes it into the paint. Cut off there. Has to kick it back out to O'Connor. Tyler back over to Fay. Fay looking at a three on the way. It's in and out, no good. Central Catholic 0-2 from beyond the arc, and Luke Lyons has the rebound. He'll bring the ball up the floor. Swing it to Brozek for the three, and the 6-7 post can't get it to go. Rebound brought down by Patrick Stoltenberg. That's the first board for the Crusaders. It's the trailer to O'Connor. Back up top to Klender. Swing it left side for Stoltenberg. Three-pointer will not go. Rebound, nothing but red inside. And Ethan Brozek has his third here in the first quarter for Norfolk Catholic. But he can handle the ball. 6-7, you don't expect to handle the ball that much, but it seems like he'll be okay handling the ball, guarding Fay, shooting threes. As they post up Ewing down low, gets it in the double team, tries to make some room, puts the shot up in traffic, no good. Ball hits the ground hard and is picked up by the Crusaders and Tyler O'Connor. O'Connor finds Fay, and with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, it's 6-5. Grand Island Central Catholic leading Norfolk Catholic. Fay drives, kicks it into the corner, three-pointer. Stoltenberg can't get it to go. They're 0-4 from downtown. Rebound brought down by Ewing. Outlet pass, the Knights want to run. Here comes the big fella, Brozek, floating down the lane. The one-hand runner no good, but the tip-in by Luke Lyons. Lyons got in there for the tip-in, and Norfolk Catholic has scored 5 in a row to regain the lead, 7-6. 2:30 to go here in the first quarter at the Heartland Hoops Classic. KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings Grand Island, and KXPN, KICS-AM, Kearney and Hastings. Glad to have you along with us. Game 7 of the day. We've seen some good ones. The last couple weren't close at the end of the game, but most of them have been, and we expect this one to be as well. And now the ball is knocked away. Race for it in the backcourt, and falling over the top of it, a timeout on Grand Island Central Catholic's part, as Tyler O'Connor jumped on the ball, and they're going to award the Crusaders a timeout. So with 2:04 to go here in the first quarter, 7-6, Norfolk Catholic. We'll be right back.
Discover the benefits of your child's education at Grand Island Central Catholic Middle and High Schools, celebrating 54 years of faith-based education. Learn more at gicentralcatholic.org. Grand Island Central Catholic Schools.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors for allowing us to be here tonight at the Heartland Events Center and the 4th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic. 2:04 to go in the first quarter. Norfolk Catholic 7, Grand Island Central Catholic 6. Crusaders using a 30-second timeout to save the possession of the basketball. In Lincoln, the Huskers taking on Oklahoma State, lead at 48-38 with 12 minutes to go in the game. That's currently airing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, but this is going to be a better game, so leave it here. The Crusaders have the basketball. We'll keep you updated. Stoltenberg gives it back up top between the circles to Tyler O'Connor. O'Connor swings it, gets it back. O'Connor fakes the three, working against the screen, comes off that pick, and the Knights have brought in Connor Ketter during that timeout. Crusaders have subbed in Tyler Barrientos. So both teams going to the bench. Also in for the Crusaders is Tyler Staub. Crusaders now nowhere to go. They have worked another 30 seconds, 35 seconds off the clock here and haven't gotten inside the arc yet. Fay up top. He'll go with a drive to the right elbow. Pulls up from 12. Shorts it. Rebound brought down by Brozek again, his fourth. They switched off that time. Brozek was not on Fay. Now Brozek's going to drive, take it to the rack, and miss the finger roll. Offensive rebound. They fight for it. It's headed back into the corner. Saved by the Knights. The shot is no good on Connor Ketter's rebound. And the rebound brought down by Seth Wardine. And up the floor comes Grand Island Central Catholic. And we got a blocking foul on Norfolk Catholic as they tried to get it to Turner Fay. Checking into the ball game, Ben Ewing again after a short breather. The foul is on Eric Becker. First foul of the game. And there's just 59 seconds to go in the first quarter. Crusaders to get it in, and they will find Seth Wardine. Back over to Fay. Fay on the right side of the key, looking to go to the baseline. Drives, left-hander, up, no good. Boy, we've seen a lot of finger rolls that just won't go in for both teams. The rebound brought down by Ewing. Ben's third, up the floor, lob underneath. Got a man, short jumper off the glass, Connor Ketter, and he'll score. Seven in a row by the Knights, and it's 9-6 Norfolk Catholic. Fay's going to give it off between the circles here to Seth Wardine. See if the Crusaders maybe play for the last shot. 30 seconds to go here in the quarter. Right now they have got Becker on Turner Fay. 5 second count on for the Crusaders. Barrientos dribbling near midcourt. Better be careful that he doesn't stop at a midcourt line. Now picks his dribble up. Needs some help. Finally gets rid of it. The ball's knocked away. Picked back up. We're down to 10 seconds as Staub saved it. Trying to find Fay. He's covered. They're out at midcourt with 5 seconds. Wardine has it. Wardine forces the jumper from the free throw line. It is no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. And Grand Island Central Catholic goes the last 5 minutes without scoring. After one, top-ranked and unbeaten Norfolk Catholic leads unbeaten and second-ranked Grand Island Central Catholic 9-6. And we'll be back with quarter number two in a minute.
You Save Pharmacy in Grand Island gives you free delivery in town, along with the lowest prices and best service, too. You Save Pharmacy, with an all-new location on 4th Street at 13th and Webb, and featuring Scooter's Coffee House at Stolly Park and South Locust in Grand Island.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet and Donovan. With my 35-plus years installing flooring and ongoing training from Mohawk University, our staff and installers know what it takes to get the job done right. Remember us at B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our service is the difference.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Nate Krug back at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island, where Norfolk Catholic will get the ball to start the second quarter. They've scored seven in a row, and they lead it 9-6 in a low-scoring first quarter. And into the ball game, Jordan Beller. It looks like they want to use a few more players than the Crusaders maybe early on, as the Crusaders will have their original five back in there, and Norfolk Catholic turned it over. If you're just joining us, the Knights turned it over on five of their first seven possessions, fell behind 6-2. They didn't turn it over the last 5 minutes, and Central Catholic didn't score the last 5 minutes, and they took a 9-6 lead. 5 points for Luke Lyons, and for Central Catholic, Turner Fay has four of the six as he took Brozek to the rack three times and scored twice. Well, we got a foul out front reaching in on Norfolk Catholic, Connor Ketter. That's just the second foul of this basketball game. Coming up at the half, we'll recap everything that's happened so far today here. We'll give you a Husker update. Number one Ohio State was upset. Look for Kansas to move into the number one spot in college men's basketball. Nebraska women fell. The Nebraska men up 10. We'll also recap wrestling. May even have some updated information for you. Here's a back cut, Fay. Bounce pass into Turner, and he'll lay it up and in on the assist from Seth Wardine. So Turner Fay gets the bucket to make it 9-8 Norfolk Catholic and break that 7-0 run. Up the floor, trying to force a steal. Stoltenberg driving in, throwing up a wild shot is Beller. He was looking for the foul, didn't get the call. And Tyler O'Connor has the rebound. O'Connor pushes it up the floor. Nobody's in the paint. He thought about trying to take his man Ketter off the dribble. Rolled over on the right wing to Fay. Fay again on Brozek, kicks it out. Stoltenberg, three on the way. No good. 0 of 5 from downtown. And clearing the rebound away will be the Knights of Norfolk Catholic, Drew Farley. Outlet pass in the left-hand corner. Brozek to Ewing. Ewing runs over a man. You're going to get a charge. Ewing with the charge, taking the charge, is Tyler O'Connor. First foul on Ben Ewing. Third foul on Norfolk Catholic. In the first quarter, turnovers, Norfolk Catholic 5, Grand Island Central Catholic 1. Rebound, 11 for the Knights, 3 for the Crusaders. Three-point shooting, Central Catholic was 0 of 4. Norfolk Catholic was 1 of 2. Neither team has shot a free throw. Central Catholic has yet to be whistled for a foul. 9-8, Norfolk Catholic, 6:40 to go here in the first half. 5-second count on. Wardeen finally gets rid of it to Stoltenberg. Central Catholic trying to play a little farther out here and spread the floor against this taller Knight ball club. Take him off the dribble or get that back cut. Work at left side on a very patient Bill Gavers coach team. Here's a one-hand jumper, Turner Fay. Again, in and out, no good. Boy, it'd be more exciting if all these were falling on both sides. And the rebound brought by Connor Ketter, his second. So the Knights, with that height advantage, definitely controlling the ball and controlling the boards. Luke Lyons up front, guarded by Stoltenberg. Gives it off to Ewing off the pick. Comes to the top of the key, pushes off, can't get anywhere. Loses his dribble, needs some help. Goes to the corner to Luke Lyons. Lyons puts his head down, drives the paint, throws it up over his head, and is going to draw the foul. Two free throws coming up, and the first foul of the ball game will be whistled against Caleb Plunder for Grand Island Central Catholic. And Luke Lyons will shoot our game's first free throw at the 5:53 mark of the second quarter. Lyons with 5 of the 9 points, puts it up short, no good. Second free throw coming up. And taking some time before the second one is on the way. There it goes, and it is short, no good. Missed them both. And Patrick Stoltenberg gets the rebound. And the Knights bring Eric Becker back into the ball game. Turner Fay with it into the corner to Stoltenberg, trying to post up down low on Luke Lyons. He'll get by him and score. Seth Wardeen takes the dish, and Central Catholic takes the lead 10-9. Into the front court quickly. Here comes Norfolk Catholic. They're going to try a three. It is no good. Offensive rebound put back up by Becker, and he will be fouled. So Eric will go to the line and shoot two. 5:27 to go, first half. 10-9, Grand Island Central Catholic. The foul is on Turner Fay. And at the line will be Eric Becker. Becker puts the first one up, and good. We are tied again, 10 apiece. A couple of teams that like to score, but the tighter the games, the better the competition, the lower the game score has been for both squads. Second free throw, no good, and Turner Fay will yank down the rebound. He'll bring the ball up the floor. You got to think he wants to shoot eventually, and so he'll go all the way through and score. Turner Fay, quick off the dribble, 12-10, Crusaders, 8 points for Turner Fay. Luke Lyons up the floor, around one, around two, kicks it to the left-hand corner, driving the baseline, running into some players and losing the ball. It will be Knight basketball as Drew Farley was trying to make something happen. The Knights will sub. Jordan Beller comes back in. And also coming in, Riley Kanake for the first time. It'll be Knight ball underneath their own hoop. Looking, and throwing out to Brozek. He is guarded here in the ball game by Tyler O'Connor. Brozek, crossover dribble to the right elbow. Tries to get the leaner in. Dumps it down underneath. Deep, nowhere to go. Nice kick it out in the right-hand corner for the three, which is up and good by Jordan Beller. Got that pass down to Kanake, but he was too deep and had to kick it out. And Norfolk Catholic now leads it by three. At the other end, Fay drives, stops the baseline, skip pass right side, long three, O'Connor. It's off the mark, no good. Central Catholic can't buy a three. It goes out of bounds to the Knights. 0 of 6 from downtown for Grand Island Central Catholic. 13-12. Norfolk Catholic leads it by one. I think I said 13-10. It was actually 13-12 after that made three-point bucket. Into the front court, back pick. They get it to Brozek. Nice pick from Ewing, and it's up and in. And so Ethan Brozek with his second bucket of the ball game. Now it's a three-point lead at 15-12. 4:20 to go, first half. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report will be coming up. Recap of everything that's happened so far today. And a little miscommunication here by the Crusaders. Plunder was going to cut. At the same time, Wardeen was going to throw it to him, and out of bounds it goes. Just the second turnover for the Crusaders. And Tyler Barrientos checks into the ball game for GICC. And he will be on Eric Becker. Into the front court, run of the point right now will be Jordan Beller. Beller to the right side, Brozek. The All-Stater fadeaway right baseline from 10. No good. Ball tapped around, ends up in the hands of Barrientos. And Tyler will bring it up on the right wing. Get it into the hands of Wardine. Back to O'Connor. O'Connor between the circles. He's guarded by Brozek now. On the left wing to Barrientos. Try to get it inside. Ball tipped away. Central Catholic got it back. Wardine squares and scores. Seth Wardine cuts the lead to one. 15-14 between the top two teams. Both undefeated in C1. Somebody goes down tonight. Who will it be? Both teams playing close to the vest so far. No lead bigger than three. The Knights tried to do that now with a three-pointer. It is no good. Off the miss from Eric Becker, and the rebound brought down by Tyler O'Connor, his third. He'll find Turner Fay, who brings it into the front court with 3:15 first half. O'Connor right wing, trying to work Fay away off a couple of screens. Reverse it to the left wing into the hands of Wardine. Seth, skip pass right side. Going to get it back into the hands of Fay. Top of the circle. Puts it on the floor. Pull-up jumper off the dribble. Ooh, he banked it in. Turner Fay, not a pure bucket, but it's good enough to give the Crusaders the lead, 16-15, and he's got 10 of them. Into the front court, the Knights with it now, trying to answer back after back-to-back buckets by the Crusaders. Ewing, top of the circle. To Brozek on the left elbow. Brozek spins, goes into the left-hand corner. Three-pointer on the way, and that's good by Eric Becker. Same spot he just missed one from. He knocks one down, and it's 18-16 Knights. Fay, crossover dribble, gets by one man, into the double team, gets it to Barrientos, blocked the first time but not the second. Brozek blocked it the first time but couldn't block it the second time. Brozek and Becker down there, and Barrientos will get the bucket. Makes it 18 all, tied here as we head towards halftime, 2:15 to go. Second quarter, Hartland Event Center in Grand Island. With it is Becker on the right side of the key, trying to lob it into the big fellow Brozek, double down, ball knocked away, might have got fouled. Steal is made, and here comes Grand Island Central Catholic. Just the second turnover of the quarter for the Knights. Fay on the right wing. Off the pick. Ball side screen. Kicks it out for another three. Wardine, no good. Foul on an over-the-back call at the other end. Looked like Becker was going to grab the loose ball on the foul call of the Crusaders. Patrick Stoltenberg with his first foul, and the team fouls are now even at three apiece. Stayed pretty clean out there. Even for a crew that probably won't call it too tight, it has been pretty clean out there. Grand Island Senior High and Ralston, the final game of the night, scheduled to tip at 9:15. A minute 45 to go first half here. Grand Island Central Catholic, Norfolk Catholic, tied at 18. Knights ball, right wing. Luke Lyons gets it to the high post to Ewing. Puts the ball on the floor. Draws the double team. Back out to Lyons on the right wing. Turns, hands it off to Farley. Farley drives. Leans his shoulder, tries to get some room, puts the shot up, no good. Fight for the loose ball, and it's going to be Clunder with it for Central Catholic. He'll give it to Turner Fay. Fay pulls up three in transition. It will not go in. 0-8 from downtown. The rebound brought down by Ben Ewing, his fifth. He'll take the shot at the other end, no good. Positioned by the Knights, put right back up and in. Underneath by Connor Ketter, his second bucket of the ball game, and now diving to make the steal in the front court. Norfolk Catholic then calls timeout. Great play by Ethan Brozek. Or was it, not Brozek, it was Becker. Becker made the steal, and the Crusaders turn it over. Timeout on the floor with 1:06 to go here in the first half. 20-18, Norfolk Catholic. We'll be right back.
How would you like to increase your profits and be able to put more money back into your business? Get the details from Douglas Bookkeeping Service, the professional family business for over 40 years, downtown Grand Island, and online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back to the Heartland Event Center on Classic Hits 98.9 at ESPN Superstation or the web, kkpr.com, wherever you're listening. Glad to have you along with us. Game 7 of 8 from the Heartland Hoops Classic. And it's number 1 Norfolk Catholic leading number 2 Grand Island Central Catholic 20-18 with a minute to go in the half. The Knights off the steal and the timeout. We'll get it to Brozek in the left-hand corner as Lyons try to penetrate and dish, and the pass is a little off the mark, so they'll reset it. Into the corner. Here's another three for the Knights. It's off the mark that time. Tip knocked away. Save by the Knights. Good get by Becker. Kicks it back out top to Farley. Down to 40 seconds to go. Top of the circle to Brozek. Tries to back his way in, then steps through the double team. Puts it up. No good, but draws the foul. We have a shot chart that does not look good in the paint for either team. And Brozek will go to the line to shoot two. 4 points, four rebounds, and a block for the 6'7 senior. And the foul called on Grand Island Central Catholics. Turner Fay, I believe. Let me double-check that. No, it's going to be on Tyler O'Connor, his first. Free throw is up, no good by Brozek. Second one coming. And Brozek's second free throw is good. So 5 points for Brozek. And it's 21-18, Norfolk Catholic. 33 seconds to go in the first half. The Crusaders trying to get it to Fay, almost taken away by Becker. So they'll throw it over to Wardeen, and he'll bring it across the timeline. 24 seconds to go. Trying to get it to Turner Fay, but they're guarding him strong. Over to O'Connor. Now they do get it to Fay, and with 16 seconds left, that means the last shot for the Crusaders. He's guarded out there by Eric Becker. Fay's probably going to try and take him off the dribble, which he does, into the paint. One-hand runner, too strong, no good. Rebound brought down by the Knights. Still have 4 seconds, 3 seconds. From half court, the shot is away, and it is no good. And we are at halftime. The unbeaten battle, number 1 and 2. Norfolk Catholic 21, Grand Island Central Catholic 18. And we'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report in 1 minute.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
And welcome back to high school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 and ESPN Superstation. World Wide Web at KKPR.com. It's time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. And at the half, in the premier matchup of the day, it's the number 1 and 2 teams in C1, both unbeaten. At number 1, Norfolk Catholic leads number 2, Grand Island Central Catholic, 21-18. Earlier today here at the Heartland Hoops Classic, game number 1 saw Centura defeat Sandy Creek in overtime, 46-40. In game 2, C2 sixth-ranked Sutton held off Pierce, 44-39. In our third game, it was C2 top-ranked Fremont Bergen downing Kearney Catholic, the number 8 team in C1, 63-50. It was a battle of C1 top 10 teams in our fourth game today. And number 4, St. Cecilia, the three-time defending state champion, defeated Milford, 52-45. Class B, 7th-ranked Boystown, defeated C2, 2nd-ranked Ravenna, 67-53. And in our game previous to this, Gretna, 69. Adams Central 45, Gretna now 19-1. Adams Central was ahead 21-18 after one, but went ice cold after that. And Gretna stayed very consistent and won the ball game 69-45. Our next matchup, the final game of the night, will have Grand Island and Ralston tipping off at 9:15. Again, it's Norfolk Catholic 21 and Grand Island Central Catholic 18. We'll come back and take a look at the first half stats of our ball game right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
It's another great high school sporting event, and the staff at Island Supply Welding wishes you the best. Call Island Supply Welding for quality welding equipment and supplies to keep you on the job. Island Supply Welding, Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody,
Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
And welcome back to the Heartland Event Center here in Grand Island, where a special presentation is being made to Larry Ribble, one of the legendary coaches in the state of Nebraska, who's in a bunch of Hall of Fames, and he is being honored here for his contributions at halftime of our C1 battle with Norfolk Catholic leading Grand Island Central Catholic 21-18. Here's a look at the first half numbers. First of all, for Grand Island Central Catholic, Patrick Stoltenberg, 2 points, two rebounds. Seth Wardine, 4 points, one rebound. Tyler Barrientos, 2 points and a rebound. Turner Fay, 10 points, one rebound. Tyler O'Connor, 3 rebounds and a block. And Caleb Flender, 1 rebound. 3 rebounds in the first quarter, 6 in the second. Central Catholic has not been to the line yet here this evening. 3-point shooting, 0 of 4 in both quarters. Turnovers, 1 in the first quarter and 2 in the second quarter of play. No foul problems. Nobody on either team has more than one. Central Catholic, 6 points in the first quarter, 12 in the second quarter, and at the half, the Crusaders, 18 points, 9 rebounds. They have not been to the free throw line, 0 of 8 from three-point land, one block shot, and 3 turnovers. For Norfolk Catholic, Luke Lyons, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Drew Farley has a rebound. Jordan Beller, 3 points. Connor Ketter, 4 points, 4 rebounds. Ethan Brozek, 5 points, 4 rebounds, and a block. Eric Becker, 4 points, 3 rebounds, and Ben Ewing, 5 rebounds. 11 rebounds in the first quarter, 8 in the second. Free throw shooting all in the second quarter, where the Knights went 2 for 4. 3-point shooting, 1 of 2 in the first quarter, and 2 of 5 in the second. Turnovers for Norfolk Catholic, 5 in the first quarter, 2 in the second. The big story there, those 5 turnovers came in the first 3 minutes of the game. So in the last 13 minutes, only 2 turnovers for the Knights. The Knights had 9 points in the first quarter, 12 in the second, and at the half, Norfolk Catholic, 21 points, 19 rebounds. They're 2 out of 4 at the free throw line, 3 of 7 from three-point land, 1 block, and 7 turnovers. 19-0 top-ranked Norfolk Catholic leads 21-0 second-ranked Grand Island Central Catholic at the half by a score of 21-18. We'll be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
What? You're all wrapped up in the game and haven't done anything about Valentine's yet? Good thing for you that Roses for You is open late every day through Valentine's. 937 South Locust or online at rosesforyou.com. There. Now enjoy the rest of your game. You're welcome.
Score update from Lincoln, where the Nebraska men's basketball team leads Oklahoma State with 4 minutes to go. The Huskers 62 at Oklahoma State 51. The Husker women losing earlier today at Oklahoma State by a score of 80-57. District wrestling going on today as well across the state of Nebraska. The A4 was the toughest district in the state, and Grand Island still wins it with 241 points, 13 qualifiers. Kearney, the runner-up, with 164 points, 10 qualifiers. And Millard South finished third with 134.5 points and 9 qualifiers. Those teams are ranked second, third, and fourth in the state. Taking a look at some of the other results from district wrestling here. And we will go into Class B. Most of the teams from the area are in the B3. At Aurora, Central City, 257.5 points, qualifies 12. Adams Central and Aurora qualifies 6. Grand Island Northwest qualifies 3. Minden, 2 in the B3 at Aurora. Moving on to Class C tournament action, the C3, which was held today at St. Paul. And, of course, Wood River, who has been ranked number one most of the season, was in that district. And the C4 was up in Valentine, and that's where Kearney Catholic was. But let's take a look at the results from the C3 district as soon as they pop up. So I apologize for that. Wood River wins it, 206.5 points, 9 qualifiers. St. Paul, second, 130 points, 6 qualifiers. Grand Island Central Catholic qualifies 5 wrestlers today. Donovan Trumbull, 3. Hastings St. Cecilia, 2. Kennesaw Shelton, 3. Gibbon, 4. Ravenna, 3. Red Cloud, Blue Hill get 2 out of the C3 district at St. Paul. And at the C4 district, which, as we mentioned, was up at Valentine, we take a look at the winners in the C4 district. That was going on. Sergeant Burwell wins it with 190 points and 9 qualifiers. Kearney Catholic, 5. Loomis Bertrand, 3. Ord, 4. Southern Valley, 2. And over at the D3, which we had earlier for you today, here on Classic Hits, Amherst the host. 8 men in the final, all 8-1. They win it with 236.5 points and 10 qualifiers. SEM, 148.5 points, 8 qualifiers. Arapahoe, Ansley, Arcadia, South Loop, 5 qualifiers. Cambridge, 4. Elm Creek, Elwood, 3. Overton and Pleasanton, Litchfield, 2 qualifiers, 1 each for Eustis Farnham, Loop City, Alma, and Wilcox Hildreth. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Norfolk Catholic 21, Grand Island Central Catholic 18. The second half is next.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Discover the benefits of your child's education at Grand Island Central Catholic Middle and High Schools, celebrating 54 years of faith-based education. Learn more at gicentralcatholic.org. Grand Island Central Catholic Schools.
Along with our producer, engineer Nate Krug, Doug Uda with you back at the Heartland Event Center, where Grand Island Central Catholic will get the ball to start the third quarter of play, trailing it by 3, and they'll turn it over, and an outlet pass to the other end. Man ahead of the pack, and he is going to be fouled as Patrick Stoltenberg got an arm on Luke Lyons. Lyons wiped out. It wasn't that much contact. It was a foul, but Luke couldn't get the ball to go in, so he'll go to the line and shoot 2. So the foul on Stoltenberg is his second, the only player in the game with more than one. And Lyons, who is 0 of 2 at the line, will try and rectify that here. Free throw is up and rattle it in and out. No good. Boy. 0 of 3 now for Luke Lyons in the basketball game. And the second free throw now for Lyons. On the way, and it is good. So Lyons makes 1 of 2. He has a team-high 6 points, and the largest lead of the ball game is 4, and that's where Norfolk Catholic is at right now, at 22-18. Grand Island Central Catholic with the ball in the front court. Stoltenberg, man-to-man, both ways, all game. He drives to the left elbow, stops, still has the dribble, and finally gives it off to O'Connor, swings it into the corner. Stoltenberg down low, Klunder. Klunder puts up the short jumper, missed it, got his own rebound, back up and in. And Klunder will get his first bucket of the ball game. 22-20, Norfolk Catholic, first minute here of quarter number 3. Up the floor with it, crossover dribble, Luke Lyons. Both teams really trying to get their guys one-on-one. They'll get it inside, and jamming his finger, Patrick Stoltenberg trying to knock it away from Ethan Brozik. He's trying to work that out here. And it will be night basketball. He'll lob it up top to Brozik. Brozik decides to float the long jumper, and they say it's just a 2. Ethan Brozik was 7 points in the basketball game, 24-20. He was just taller than everybody else, flipped the wrist and got it. Double team on Turner Fay. He kicks it out top to Wardine. Swings it right side to O'Connor. O'Connor gives it back to Seth Wardine. Left side to Fay. One-on-one guarded by Becker. Takes Becker to the rack. Baseline. Pulls up. Coming over for the help. Brozik blocked the shot. Picked back up underneath by Klunder. He'll score and draw the foul. Well, that was a nice defensive play that didn't turn out to work in the way of the Norfolk Knights. Yeah, the Norfolk Catholic Knights. Eric Becker's second foul. And at the line to try and complete the three-point play will be Caleb Klunder. Didn't score in the first half. Now all of a sudden he's got back-to-back buckets to start quarter number 3. And the free throw to complete the three-point play is good. That's the first free throw of the ball game for Grand Island Central Catholic, and they convert it 24-23, Norfolk Catholic. 6.5 to go, third quarter, as Luke Lyons will bring the ball into the front court. Lyons wants to take everybody to the rack, and as he drives in, we got a hand check foul before the shot on the Crusaders. Seth Wardine, his first. That's the second foul here in the early going for the Crusaders, and the Norfolk Catholic Knights to throw it in from the baseline. Kick it out on the wing to Farley. Farley up top to Lyons. They'll scoot over to the left wing with Becker. Eric off the pick. Drives to the high post. Bounce pass back over to Lyons. Didn't want the three. Lyons loses his dribble back to Becker. Against the man-to-man, Becker throws it into the Norfolk Catholic bench. First turnover of the half in the eighth of the ball game for the Knights. So the Crusaders now have a chance to regain the lead here with 6:10 to go in the third quarter of play. 24-23. Knights by one. Fay comes off the wrong side of the ball screen, then backs it back out. Still has the dribble to the right wing. Had 10 points in the first half. Haven't looked at it much here in the second half. Early on, anyway. As they swing it to the baseline, driving in, Wardeen just got hammered. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Seth Wardeen to shoot two free throws here on the Norfolk Catholic foul. It's on number five, Drew Farley. His first of the ball game. And at the line for the first time, Seth Wardeen. 4 points for him in the basketball game. And one of the five senior starters hits it. And we are tied again at 24. That is the fourth tie so far of the basketball game. Second free throw now. As Wardeen takes a little more time, fires it up, and it's good as well. So Wardeen hits them both. Grand Island Central Catholic has scored five in a row to take a 25-24 lead with 5:45 to go in the third quarter. Lyons across the timeline, off the high screen from Ewing, still dribbling all the way to the hole, puts up the finger roll, no good. Ball batted around, nice save there by the Knights as it's thrown by Connor Ketter. Ketter throws it off the leg of Grand Island Central Catholic to save the possession, and the Knights will take it out underneath their own hoop. Their original five starters are on the floor except for Ketter in there for Becker. Ketter will throw it all the way out towards midcourt to Brozek, going for the steal with Stoltenberg. Made a little contact, but Brozek was able to hang on the low post. Double-team Ewing, he walked. Ninth turnover for Norfolk Catholic. And for the Knights, they have just 3 points so far here in the quarter. A Lyons free throw and a Brozek 19-foot jumper. 2.5 minutes in, 25-24, Grand Island Central Catholic. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings Grand Island, and KXPN KICSAM, Kearney and Hastings. And, of course, to our friends in Grand Island as well. Off the cutter, they get it underneath. Tyler O'Connor has it blocked out of bounds by Ben Ewing. And into the ballgame now. The Knights are going to make multiple substitutions. Riley Kanake, Eric Becker, and also Connor Ketter back in. So it will be the Knights on defense. And for Grand Island Central Catholic, Turner Fay to throw it in underneath his own hoop. Up to Tyler O'Connor. Tries to hit a screen for Fay. Pops out right side. Takes the long jumper. Comes up short. No good. Rebound Jordan Beller. He came in, not Ketter. Beller came into the basketball game. Gets his first rebound. Long three. Top of the key for the Knights. It's no good from Brozek. And the rebound brought down by Turner Fay. Fay then has it stolen away at midcourt. Don't see that very often. Taking it in. Shot is up. No good by Ketter. Offensive rebound. And stepping out of bounds is going to be Brozek. Ethan got it, then tried to find himself a little room to get free and stepped out of bounds. So back over to Central Catholic, 25-24. Grand Island Central Catholic, battle of unbeatens, number one and number two in the state of Nebraska in C1. The Crusaders have scored five in a row, and they're looking for more. And now Turner Fay off the dribble, gets hand checked, and the foul is called. Goes on Eric Becker. That's his third, the team's third. The Nebraska men have finished off Oklahoma State. 65-54 Huskers get the win at home tonight. Central Catholic gets the ball into Fay on the right baseline. He's double-teamed, lowers his shoulders, spins, throws up a tough shot. It's no good, and then a foul on Central Catholic trying to find the rebound, Patrick Stoltenberg. That's the third on Stoltenberg and the third on Central Catholic. So we have a little problem right now getting some points on the board. It is a low-scoring game, not dreadfully low, but we've been quiet here for the last minute and a half, and coming in will be number 41, Tyler Staub, and Stoltenberg will check out of the basketball game. Up the floor with it is going to be Jordan Beller here, trying to get the Knights to move that scoreboard on their side to Ewing. Ewing drives the baseline, left side, scoop shot, another missed layup, got his own rebound, hit the front of the rim. How about a third time? It finally goes. So Ben Ewing hung with it and gets his first bucket of the ball game, 26-25, Norfolk Catholic. Crusaders quickly up the floor, couldn't get the transition bucket. Give it to Turner Fay, drives the left baseline, and he is going to be tied up underneath the hoop. And the arrow points the way of Norfolk Catholic. Three turnovers in the quarter for Central Catholic after just three in the whole first half. And we still have 3:54 to go here in quarter number three. Game 8 of 9 today. Your winners so far, Centura, Sutton, Fremont, Bergen, Hastings St. Cecilia, Boys Town, and Gretna. And at the other end, the Knights give it right back. So the Knights had some turnover problems early in the first quarter, and they're running into a stretch where they're turning it over again here. That's three out of their last five possessions. They've got four here in the quarter. 26-25, Norfolk Catholic with 3:40 to go in the third. At the Heartland Hoops Classic at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. Wardine brings it across the timeline with a left-hand dribble and gives it to Turner Fay. Back up top, Wardine. Knights staying in a man-to-man and trying to let some of the boys roam outside. Off the pick, here comes Fay. Didn't want to fire the three. Brozek on him now. Over to Wardine. Squares up, no shot. Seth's going to dribble back out between the circles and reset the offense here. Over to Turner Fay. Long three for Fay. On the way and in. The first three of the ball game for Grand Island Central Catholic is Turner Fay. And he has 13 points. 28-26. The Crusaders are now 1 of 9 from beyond the arc. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Brozek tried to take his man to the hole. Stop, throws it up, can't get it to go. Crusader fans wanted to walk, doesn't matter. Klunder got the rebound. Up to Fay. Fay kicks it out on the wing. O'Connor up top. Klunder fakes the three, drives the paint. Comes to the jump stop, has the shot blocked off the glass, and a foul going to be called. Two free throws coming up as Klunder hit the deck. Going to go on Ben Ewing, his second. And at the line, Caleb Klunder, 1 of 1, has all 5 of his points here in the third quarter of play. 2:43 remains, quarter three. Central Catholic, who has not led by more than 4, has a chance to equal that again in the free throw. Dancing around, spins out, no good. Don't forget tomorrow, more sports here on Classic Hits. It's our 14th annual Classic Hits Wrestling Rally, 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Here on KKPR, talking with numerous area wrestling coaches and a few of the state qualifiers as they prepare to head to Omaha on Thursday for the state meet, which begins at 9:30 in classes A and D, 4:30 in B and C. The free throw is on the way, and it is good. So Klunder gets 1 of 2. He's going to come out. Barrientos will check in. 29-26, Grand Island Central Catholic. They're on a 9-2 run right now, and the Knights have been held to 5 points in the quarter, 11 in the quarter. For GICC. And here comes Norfolk Catholic with the basketball. Luke Lyon. Luke into the corner to Ewing. Back to the basket. Now skip pass all the way to the right corner to Feller. Jordan swings it over on the right side to Lyons. Norfolk Catholic moves the ball around quickly here to Kanate. Back up top they go. Feller. Little stutter dribble. Good defense here by the Crusaders. Trying to lob it down to the big fella. And there's two nice passes. Ewing blocked from behind by Barrientos to the late whistle. Will send him to the line to shoot two. So Ben Ewing with his first free throw attempts and Tyler Barrientos with his first foul. Chance to cut the lead to 1 here if he can knock them both home, and the first one is on the way and in. Now checking back in after a short breather, Ethan Brozek. 6'7 senior Brozek and Ewing. Hard to stop both of them, but Central Catholics held their own. Second free throw up, and it is in. So Ewing hits them both, and it is a one-point game. 29-28, Grand Island Central Catholic. 2:10 to go, third quarter. Fay will dribble the ball up the floor. They'll give him some room. Pull up three over Brozek. Got it. Back-to-back threes for Turner Fay, and he's got 16 points, equaling the largest lead of the night for the Crusaders. 32-28, Norfolk Catholic gets a quick shot. Ewing at the other end. It's an air ball rebounded by his teammate, Connor Kenner, and Kenner is hammered on the putback. He will get 2 free throws. Goes on Tyler O'Connor, his second, team's 5th. A lot more fouls here in the second half. In fact, we've had more fouls called in the third quarter than we did the entire first half. 9 fouls called here so far. We've still got almost 2 minutes to go. Free throw is no good, though, and Norfolk Catholic is struggling from the line. Here's a team that shoots 69% from the line this season, and they are not doing that so far tonight. Second free throw is good, and Ketter now at 5 points in the ball game. 32-29, Grand Island Central Catholic. As Fay will coast the ball into the front court, kind of floating there. Crossover dribble on Brozek, trying to find a room to drive. Finally decides to go, throws up a tough shot, no good. Ewing saves the basketball. His eighth rebound here for the Knights. Gets it into the front court to Jordan Beller. Beller between the circles, guarded by Wardine. Swing into the left-hand corner to Lyons. Lyons didn't like what he saw. He's going to dribble all the way to the right side, and Barrientos keeps riding his hip. And they'll finally call Tyler for the foul. Second foul on Barrientos, sixth team foul of the quarter. And Norfolk Catholic now to throw it in front of the bench here. Media table. Back into the ball game, Caleb Clutter. And Norfolk Catholic now to throw it in. Could tie it with a three. They've only attempted one here in the quarter. Brozek takes the inbound. Way out on the left side of the key, trying to pick and roll with Ewing. None there. Ewing has to pop out to take it. Guarded by Staub. Throw to Bednar. Down to the left-hand corner to Ketter. Ketter inside. There's a little room for Brozek. He'll put the short jumper up in traffic. No good. Offensive rebound. Lyons back up and around and in. Luke Lyons with 8 points in the ball game, and it's a one-point game again with 1 minute to go in the third quarter. 32-31, Grand Island Central Catholic. And Coach Bill Gaver says, let's get into our five-game or four-corner rotation. They might milk it for the last shot here, but you can never fall asleep, because the next thing you know, the Crusaders will want a little back cut and score a layup on you. Still 40 seconds to go, and the Crusaders now just holding on to the ball. Norfolk Knight fans don't like that. They didn't drive down here to just watch the clock run. Crusaders with the ball at midcourt to Wardine, and as they get it to Fay, Brozek went for the steal and crawled up his back. So the first foul of the ball game for the All-State Ethan Brozek. Fifth foul of the half. 23 seconds to go, and the Crusaders to throw it in. They'll lob it deep into the backcourt to Turner Fay, and he will take his time to get it across the timeline, which is about a 10-foot walk. Just strolls across center circle with 12 seconds to go in the quarter. Central Catholic should have the lead going into the fourth. And now Fay, guarded by Brozek, takes the three, pulls up from 14, off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by Ewing. Ewing from three-quarter court. It's going to be short, and we go to the fourth quarter of play between the Battle of Unbeatens. And it's number two, Grand Island Central Catholic, leading number one, Norfolk Catholic, 32-31 at the Heartland Hoops Classic. And we're back in a minute on Classic Hits and ESPN Radio.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
You Save Pharmacy in Grand Island gives you free delivery in town, along with the lowest prices and best service too. You Save Pharmacy, with an all-new location on 4th Street at 13th and Webb, and featuring Scooter's Coffee House at Stolly Park and South Locust in Grand Island.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet and Donovan. With my 35-plus years installing flooring and ongoing training from Mohawk University, our staff and installers know what it takes to get the job done right. Remember us at B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our service is the difference.
Doug Duda with our producer-engineer, Nate Krug, ready to go to the fourth quarter of play here at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island Central Catholic. Leading at 32-31 over Norfolk Catholic, will get the ball to start the final 8 minutes. Led by Turner Fahey with 16 points. Norfolk Catholic is led by Luke Lyons with 8. 7 for Ethan Brozek. 32-31 in Fahey. The left elbow hit two threes last quarter. The only two the Crusaders have made. Kicks it out to Wardine, right wing. Back up to Fahey. Good ball fake. Pulls up from 17 and buries it. And it's Turner Fahey time. 34-31 Crusaders. And up the floor, here comes Norfolk Catholic, drives, dumps it inside, ball knocked away, should have had a layup, instead it's turned over. Clunder comes up with the steal, Fay pushes the ball off the floor, doesn't have the numbers, so he'll peel it back out and give it off to Patrick Stoltenberg. Stoltenberg between the circles, gives it off to Tyler O'Connor. 34-31 Crusaders. Neither team is led by more than four in this game. Trying to post up down low, really hooking Luke Lyons and Turner Fay. And now that's Wardeen. Wardeen backs in, walked. Yep, good call by Tim Higgins on the far side. And it'll be Grand Island Central Catholic's seventh turnover of the basketball game. The Knights have 12. Free throw shooting, Central Catholic 4 of 5. Norfolk Catholic 6 of 10. 3-point shooting, Norfolk Catholic 3 of 8. Central Catholic 2 of 10. And here comes Luke Lyons up the floor with it, guarded by Wardeen. Works off that pick. Wardeen saw it coming. Into the corner they'll go to Eric Becker. Back up top, Lyons. Lyons off the pick. Right elbow. Dumps it into the corner to Farley. And Drew going to get it down on the low post to Ewing. Steps through the paint. Gets it to Becker. His 12-footer. No good. Rebound. Turner Fay gets it out of there. His third board of the ball game. Turner up the floor trying to go all the way. Does, but doesn't get a very good shot. And that's because he's fouled. And Turner Fay will go to the line for the first time this evening to shoot two free throws. And the foul is going to be on Drew Farley, his second. Each team now with six team fouls. So from here on out, it's all free throws. And Turner Fay, 10 in the first half, 8 in the second half, tries to get number 9 and 10 right here at the line. And the senior's first free throw is on the way, and it is good. Fay, who hit the game winner last night at the overtime buzzer to keep Central Catholic undefeated, and to come back with 22 of his team's 39 points last night. Second free throw now coming up. Chance for the Crusaders to have their largest lead of the night, and they do, as he now has 20 points for Turner Fay. 36-31. Grand Island Central Catholic leads it by 5. The Knights looking for their first points of the fourth quarter. A minute and a half gone. In the left-hand corner, ball comes to Drew Farley. Inside to Brozek, and a foul on Central Catholic. And the big fella is going to go to the line. And for Ethan Brozek so far this year, he is shooting 76% from the line. Clunder with the foul. Good to be 6'7 and make free throws, because you know you're going to be in the post and getting fouled a lot. And Brozek, 1 of 2 tonight, 7 points. Free throw up and no good, too strong. Sometimes these open gyms and open rims, open backboards, give your depth perception a little problem when you haven't been to the line much, and Seth Wardeen got the rebound. 6:10 to go, Central Catholic with the lead. In the left-hand corner, Seth Wardeen skip pass right side. Stoltenberg, three-pointer, good! A three-point bucket for Patrick Stoltenberg. And it is a 8-point lead at the other end. Lyons comes in, lost the handle, looked for the foul. No foul, it's out of bounds. And over to Central Catholic, and the Knights might need a timeout. 39-31. Shane Anderson has 4 remaining. So does Bill Gavers. It is an 8-point basketball game. And Fay will bring it into the front court. They're a good free throw shooting team, and they can burn clock. So Norfolk Catholic needs to get back in the game here in about the next 2 minutes, or it could be too late. Caleb Plunder back up top to Wardeen. Spread the floor here against the Knights. Trying to play a little matchup here. Brozek got his knee knocked. He's kind of hobbling a little bit out there. Stoltenberg tries to take the baseline, and then as he throws it through, he hits the side of the board, and it's out of bounds. So the Crusaders will turn it right back over. 39-31. 5:20 to go in the basketball game, and the Knights walk the ball with Luke Lyons. Now he'll put it up a little quicker. Into the front court, back up top, Ewing. Ewing, right side of the key, has some room. Leaner off the glass, good. Ben Ewing with all 6 of his points in the second half. The first bucket of the fourth quarter for the Knights at the 5:10 mark. 39-33, Central Catholic leads it by 6. Brozek trying to keep that ball out of Turner Fay's hands, as so many teams have done in the past. He's done an okay job of it, but Turner has 20 points. Now driving, here comes Wardeen. He forces the issue, and he's going to get the foul called. Steph to go to the line and shoot 2. Well, calling on Eric Becker, and that is his 4th personal foul. Stoltenberg, Wardeen, Fay, Clunder, and O'Connor. All five starters out there as the free throw by Wardine is good. He's 3 of 3 at the line, has 7 points. 40-33, Central Catholic. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show will have all the final stats for you and a chat with one of the Central Catholic coaches, so stay with us. Second free throw on the way. That's short, and the rebound, Brozek had to pick it back up off the floor. And for Ethan, that's his sixth of the game. The Knights need to get some offense going here. They'll set a pick, and Brozek is handling the ball, running it like a point guard, guarded by O'Connor. Up top to Becker. Becker dribbles to the right side of the key. His pass is off the mark to Ketter. Ketter saves it, though. Drives the baseline, and they're going to get another charge. I think that's the story. Ketter called for the charge. Patrick Stoltenberg takes it. The second foul on Connor Ketter, and the eighth team foul. And Coach Shane Anderson wants to hear the official, Brian Gruppe. And up the floor come the Crusaders. Turner Payne behind the back to keep it away from Brozek. Now a quick cut that time from Stoltenberg. Doesn't get the pass, so he'll come out to the wing. Take it. Three-pointer. That's short. Long rebound on the floor to Brozek. Brozek needs some help. Outlet pass. He finds Becker. And up the floor come the Knights. Three-pointer. Right wing. On the way, Beller. No good. And out of bounds it goes to the Crusaders. Jordan Beller hit a three back in the second quarter. And the Knights haven't hit one since. 4:02 to go in the game. Central Catholic 40, Norfolk Catholic 33. The Knights just 2 points in the fourth quarter. It was a one-point game coming into the quarter. The Crusaders took it out to 8. And they could do that and more here. Trying to extend the floor. We said a couple of minutes ago the Knights can't be down by more than about 4 points. 5-second count. Well, they did play great defense and forced the 5 on Wardine. The Central Catholic will try and shorten the game now, milk the clock, move it around, try and get the back cut, try and draw the foul. They're a great free throw shooting team. And we're down to just 3:40 to go. And the Crusaders are up by 7 in the battle of unbeatens. Number 1 and 2 teams of the state in C1. Ewing, pull-up jumper from 12. It's short. Rebound. Brozek in the paint. Makes a short little pass underneath for a layup to Connor Ketter. Brozek had two or three guys on him, and he decided to dump it down low and get the easy bucket. And for Ketter, he has 7 points. 3:15 to go. The ball knocked out of Faye's hand. Faye falls down. It's an uncontested layup at the other end by Jordan Beller, and a timeout by Grand Island Central Catholic. So back-to-back buckets by the Knights cut it to 3. And with 3:10 to go in our basketball game, it's Grand Island Central Catholic 40, Norfolk Catholic 37, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
How would you like to increase your profits and be able to put more money back into your business? Get the details from Douglas Bookkeeping Service, the professional family business for over 40 years, downtown Grand Island, and online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
Age 50 or older, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Well, 1 month from today, it's the boys' state championship. Will we see these two teams playing again for a C1 title? And you sure hope they don't get on the wrong side of the bracket and play before that, but we will see. We'll see how it all plays out. And we've got a foul on the inbounds here, and Turner Fay is down on the court and hurt. Turner Fay got drove into his left shoulder as he was trying to come off a pick, and Brozek just kind of drug him to the ground. And Fay hits the floor hard, and now both teams are in the 1-1 as they put some full court pressure on. And Turner, probably both his knee and his elbow. I'm not sure which one hurts more, but he is limping. And Turner Fay comes to the line to shoot a 1-1 for Brozek. That's his second personal foul, 19th foul on the Knights. 40-37. There's still 3:10 to go. Foul you don't want to give there. And yeah, you want to keep the ball out of Turner Faye's hands if you're the Knights, but you don't want to do what Brozek just did. A rare foul before they even got the ball in. Faye takes some time, 1-1, up and in. He is definitely a gamer and now has 21 of his team's 41 points. Trying to shake that off, bending the knee, trying to jump up a little bit. That didn't work so well. Second free throw now for Turner Faye. On the way, and it's good. So Faye, 4 of 4 at the line, all here in the quarter, 6 in the quarter, 22 in the game, and it's 42-37. Grand Island Central Catholic with 3 minutes remaining. Ethan Brozek puts the ball on the floor, dribbling against Stoltenberg, picks his dribble up, looks for the cutter, has to come back out top to Farley. Farley guarded right now by Turner Faye. Farley comes to the left wing, gives it to Lyons. In the left-hand corner, they'll go to Connor Ketter. Good defense here as the time continues to click down. It's been a 20-second possession already, 25 seconds, 30 seconds. Brozek up top, right elbow, comes down the lane, has a shot off the window and good. Nice move by Ethan Brozek, really the first time that he's been able to get by his man off the dribble and score. And he's got 9, make it 7. No 9 in the game for Brozek. 42-39, and he got another foul. He's trying so hard to keep it away from Turner Faye that he's reaching, and the third foul on Ethan Brozek. And right back to the line, Turner Faye, but that's the 10th team foul, so it's the double bonus, and two free throws coming up for Turner. And at the line, shooting two with 2:24 to go. And the first free throw is on the way, and that's short. So it's a good thing for the Crusaders that it's not a 1-1, a two-shot foul. Trying to make it a two-possession game, 42-39. And the second free throw on the way, a little more on it, dancing around. Will not go, but an offensive rebound underneath. But missing the reverse layup is going to be Stoltenberg. And the rebound brought down by Ewing, his 10th of the ball game. Trying to drive too far, lost it, got it back, has to clear it out towards midcourt to Brozek. A three-point game with 2:10 to go. Brozek off the switch, guarded now by O'Connor. Kicks it into the corner for a game-tying three. Farley in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Patrick Stoltenberg. It did everything but finish falling through. It dusted off both sides of the rim, and we have a minute 50 to go. 42-39 Crusaders. Fayon Brozek takes it by him. It's open. Oh, they stay with it and block it. Brozek blocks the shot and takes it away. Up the floor he comes. Pulls up right elbow. Dumps it underneath. Layup good. It's a one-point game on a score by Farley. A first bucket of the game by Farley. And it's 42-41 with a minute and a half to go. And timeout. Grand Island Central Catholic. 1:29 to go in the ball game. Crusaders, who were up by as many as 8 earlier in the quarter, now up by 1, 42-41. We'll be back after this timeout.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
ProTeam Design is the name to know for all of your screen printing and embroidery needs. From athletic to corporate, two items or 200 items, we can get the job done on time and at a great price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that are allowing us to bring you exciting high school sports action. And it doesn't get any better than this. A battle of unbeatens this late in the year. Number one versus number two. And right now, number two, Grand Island Central Catholic, has the ball in a 42-41 lead over number one, Norfolk Catholic. Just calling the timeout with 1:29 remaining. They'll inbound it right in front of us, and they'll get it right into the hands of Turner Faye. Let's see how it plays out. A jump ball goes to Norfolk Catholic. The Crusaders are in the double bonus on any foul. And reaching in, trying to knock the ball away, and almost doing it was Connor Ketter. And now another timeout, Grand Island Central Catholic. Boy, they were in trouble. A nice save by Stoltenberg. And a timeout by the Crusaders should be a 30-second timeout. And with 1:14 to go in the ball game, just one timeout remaining now for Grand Island Central Catholic, but it probably saved the possession. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
It's another great high school sporting event, and the staff at Island Supply Welding wishes you the best. Call Island Supply Welding for quality welding equipment and supplies to keep you on the job. Island Supply Welding, Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
Out of the timeout, the Crusaders try to get the ball to Turner Fay. Knocked away, but they say last touch by Norfolk Catholic. That was close on the near sideline here. A minute nine to go, 42-41. Crusaders by one. And they'll get the ball in to Seth Wardine. Wardine guarded by Farley. Dribble on. They got a five-second count earlier. Not here to Turner Fay. Guarded by Ewing. They double-team him. You don't want to foul him, and they do. They double-team Fay 25 feet away from the hoop, and they end up fouling him. He is 4 of 6 at the line. He did miss his last two. And the foul here is going to be called on Drew Farley, his third. The free throw is up and in. 43-41. 59 seconds remain. First game today was overtime. Had a couple more that could have been. This one is on the verge. We'll see if Norfolk Catholic can get it tied up. Second free throw, Fay, good. It's a three-point game. Turner Fay now with 24 game-high points. 44-41 Crusaders, 55 seconds to go in the game. Norfolk Catholic across the timeline. They're trying to get Brozek off the ball screen. Luke Lyons to the right wing. Still dribbling, picks it up. Into the corner they go to Farley. Farley brings it out of there. Four timeouts remain for Norfolk Catholic. I'm surprised they haven't used one. 38 seconds to go. High post. They get it to the big fella. Brozek drives against the double team. Puts it up. No good. Rebound pulled down. Put back up by the Knights and fouled. Going to the line, Connor Ketter. Ketter will get two free throws with 30 seconds remaining. The foul is on Caleb Klunder, his third. That is the eighth team foul. And tonight, Connor Ketter is 1 of 2 at the free throw line. And on the season, just a 57% free throw shooter, but he makes the first one. And he's got 8 points. And Eric Becker now comes in, and Farley checks out. 44-42, Central Catholic, 30 seconds to go. The second free throw for Norfolk Catholics, Connor Ketter. Up and in. He hit them both. Two big ones. It's a one-point game again. Full court pressure on, and Turner Fay got open. He has it. One-on-one against Becker. Try to set a pick to get him across the timeline. Around Ewing, throws it back over to Stoltenberg. Now it's keep away, and there's the foul. No, a timeout. Central Catholic has elected to burn their final timeout. 20 seconds remain in the game. Grand Island Central Catholic 44, Norfolk Catholic 43. Central Catholic ball when we come back after this timeout on Classic Hits and ESPN Superstation.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
What? You're all wrapped up in the game and haven't done anything about Valentine's yet? Good thing for you that Roses for You is open late every day through Valentine's. 937 South Locust or online at rosesforyou.com. There. Now enjoy the rest of your game. You're welcome.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
Well, it could come down to the final tick of the clock between the Battle of Unbeatens, the number one and two teams in the state in C1. Grand Island Central Catholic 44, Norfolk Catholic 43. 20 seconds remain in the game. Grand Island Central Catholic to throw it in the front court. And to throw that ball in is going to be Tyler O'Connor. They look for Fay all the way in the backcourt. Dangerous pass. They foul him right away. dangerous to throw at the backcourt because if it does get away, you've got an easy layup if you're the defense. And right there, Eric Becker with the foul, and he has fouled out of the game. So Eric Becker finishes tonight with 4 points and 3 rebounds and will foul out with 18 seconds remaining in the game. And to the line to shoot two will be Turner Fahey. And Faye will go to the line to shoot the two. The first one is on the way and in. This most likely decides whether Norfolk Catholic can shoot a two or a three. Now, they do have a lot of timeouts at the bank, so if they can get a quick bucket, get the timeout, still have 8 to 10 seconds left. Turner Faye for the second free throw on the way, and it is in. Hit the front of the rim and in. It's a three-point game, 46-43. And up the floor quickly with it. A timeout will be called with 15.8 to go. Timeout, Norfolk Catholic. Grand Island Central Catholic, 46. The Norfolk Catholic Knights, 43. We'll be back after this on ESPN Radio on Classic Hits 98.9.
Discover the benefits of your child's education at Grand Island Central Catholic Middle and High Schools, celebrating 54 years of faith-based education. Learn more at gicentralcatholic.org. Grand Island Central Catholic Schools.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
You Save Pharmacy in Grand Island gives you free delivery in town, along with the lowest prices and best service, too. You Save Pharmacy, with an all-new location on 4th Street at 13th and Webb, and featuring Scooter's Coffee House at Stolly Park and South Locust in Grand Island.
Don't forget, the Misco Sports Postgame Show is coming up next here on Classic Hits and ESPN Radio. It's Grand Island Central Catholic, 46, Norfolk Catholic, 43. 15.8 seconds to go in the game. It is Norfolk Catholic ball. They'll inbound it in front of their own bench. Now they are 3 of 10 from three-point land should they elect to shoot the three. And here we go. They'll get it into Brozek, and he dribbles to midcourt. Brozek, it looks like they're trying to set up a three. Get it inside. The ball tipped and stolen away. Stolen away by Grand Island Central Catholic and Caleb Plunder. I don't know why the Knights took so much time to get the ball in the paint, because it looked like they were trying to get it to Ewing for a two. Unless he was going to draw the double team and kick it right back out, and another timeout now by the Knights. Their third turnover of the quarter and 14th of the game. 7.6 seconds to go. Caleb Plunder, who scored all 6 of his points in the third quarter, is 2 of 3 at the line. It's just a 30-second timeout. We're going to go ahead and keep it here with 7.6 seconds to go. But what a costly turnover for Norfolk Catholic. They don't even get a chance to get a shot that could have potentially tied the ball game here in this battle of unbeatens. Grand Island Central Catholic, they played Wahoo to overtime last week, then to St. Cecilia to overtime, and it looked like maybe it was going to be the third straight overtime game for the Crusaders. But if Caleb Plunder can make a free throw, it should seal the victory for the Crusaders. 7.6 to go. And Caleb Plunder to shoot two. We're in the double bonus. The first free throw by Plunder is on the way, and it is no good. Too strong. You know there's a little pressure up there. Grand Island Central Catholic does put a couple of guys on the lane. Casey misses the second one. Second free throw now by Clunder. It's a three-point lead. It's on the way, and it is in and out and back in. A four-point lead. Up the floor quickly comes Norfolk Catholic. Brozek gets a running three on the way. It's off the mark. No good. Ewing a putback. It's good with 1 second remaining. 1 second remaining. A timeout by Norfolk Catholic. Off the missed three, Ben Ewing got the putback, and they will use their full length timeout. 1 second remains, 47-45 Crusaders. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet and Donovan. With my 35-plus years installing flooring and ongoing training from Mohawk University, our staff and installers know what it takes to get the job done right. Remember us at B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our service is the difference.
1 second remains in the battle of one versus two, and as long as Grand Island Central Catholic can get it in, they're going to win the game. And I would imagine we might see the home run ball here from Coach Bill Gaver's staff. Throw that ball into the front court, and it doesn't matter who touches the ball. Even if Norfolk Catholic steals it, they probably wouldn't have time to throw up any kind of a shot, and then it would be three-quarters court. It's going to be Tyler O'Connor to throw it in. The Crusaders 1 second away from being the final undefeated team. O'Connor runs the baseline. Oh, there's a foul that they don't call, and time runs out. Norfolk Catholic grabbed the jersey of Turner Fay, and they let it go, and this ball game is over. Grand Island Central Catholic 47 and Norfolk Catholic 45. The Knights are now 19-1, and the Crusaders remain unbeaten at 22-0. And this is exactly what the Heartland Hoops Classic was supposed to be about. Bring together some of the best basketball teams in the state and let them play here at the event center, and that's exactly what we just saw. Coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show, so stay with us for all the final numbers, coaches' interviews, and then Grand Island Senior High and Ralston at 9:15 to finish things out. We'll take a break and be right back.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
How would you like to increase your profits and be able to put more money back into your business? Get the details from Douglas Bookkeeping Service, the professional family business for over 40 years, downtown Grand Island, and online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
And welcome back to the Heartland Event Center here in Grand Island. It is time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by and see them today, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Misco's has everything you need. They're open 7 days a week. Whether you're thinking ahead to track or soccer or baseball or softball, they've got the gear at Misco Sports. Final score, 47-45, Grand Island Central Catholic over Norfolk Catholic, and assistant coach Rob Misek joins us here for the post game. And, Coach, this is what it was supposed to be.
It was. A lot of people said this is a state tournament preview, and hats off to Norfolk Catholic's kids and their coaching staff. They called a heck of a game and played a heck of a game. Just a great high school atmosphere to be in tonight.
How concerned were you, Coach Gavers, and the staff about bouncing back from a very emotional win last night and a tough, draining win?
There was some level of concern there because Norfolk Catholic is such a good basketball team. They're talented all the way around. But, our kids really were resilient today, and they came out and played really well, and I thought they played with intensity for 32 minutes.
What gave you the most problems besides the obvious height out there? What else gave you problems in the basketball game?
Well, Norfolk Catholic's guards hit some shots early from the perimeter. And in our scouting, they didn't look to shoot the ball from the perimeter, but hats off to those kids. And Rosick and Ewing are just so tough. You can't let them get the ball high post because they're going to go high-low on you. But I thought Tyler O'Connor did a great job at denying the high post all night, not letting that post-entry pass come.
Were you guys surprised that they put Brozek on Turner?
Very surprised. I thought they might start Becker or Lyons on him. That was a bit of a shock, but Turner did a great job of sizing him up and taking him off the dribble. And we knew with that matchup it was going to get hard for Turner to get some perimeter looks because he's so long and athletic, but Turner did a great job of making reads tonight.
Is there a word from the coaches, or is there a time where you tell Turner it's okay to go one-on-one? He did it early, but he continues to score more points in the second half than he does in the first half. How do you guys, I guess, talk to Turner about that, because he is so explosive off the dribble?
Well, Coach Gaver said you're a floor general, you're a quarterback on the floor for us. Read the defense, and if you feel like you can go some one-on-one and beat somebody, go for it. If not, swing the ball from side to side and get some ball reversal so we can attack off the dribble.
How important in the grand scheme of things is this win tonight?
I think emotionally for our kids, it's real big, but there's a lot of basketball that's still got to be played. I think it's nice to know from a scouting standpoint, win or lose, what you need to do if you're fortunate enough to see each other in Lincoln again. But it's a game you wanted to win just for pride's sake, and it's just a heck of a high school basketball game, Tug.
What about the last play down here where Caleb makes the steal? It appeared after Brozek took his time out there, I was expecting him to shoot the three, and then it looked like they were going to dump it into Ewing. Now, I don't know if he was going to go quick kick back out. What were you guys expecting?
That's what we thought. We thought they were going to isolate for Brozek out there to get a shot, and we thought he was going to dump it in, like you said, exactly to Ewing. But Caleb Klender just did a nice job reading the pass, and we do drills like that in practice every day just to be a pest on ball, and Caleb just made a great defensive play.
You guys have come through a hell of a stretch here. You're conference champions. You beat St. Cecilia twice. You go to overtime with Wahoo. You win tonight. You have one game this week. You're going to have one game before you become the top seed in your sub-district. Can you catch your breath a little bit? What do you do with the team now in the next week and a half?
I think after tonight, Coach is just going to have a real light practice with films and a shoot-around Monday. Just get their legs back in them. As you said, this has got to be one of the most brutal stretches in C1. You know, in 14 years I've been on staff, this is the toughest stretch we've seen. And we just got to keep the guys focused. And I think this group of 8 seniors and even the underclassmen, they know what's at stake. And you don't really have to talk to them a whole lot about focusing. And it just continues to get better every day in practice, not be content with where we're at as a team right now.
All right, buddy. Good luck against St. Paul. We'll see you in the postseason. Great win tonight.
Doug, great to see you as always. Appreciate the coverage.
Rob Misek, he is assistant coach for Grand Island Central Catholic, and they win it 47-45. We'll take a look at the final numbers in 1 minute.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
How would you like to increase your profits and be able to put more money back into your business? Get the details from Douglas Bookkeeping Service, the professional family business for over 40 years, downtown Grand Island, and online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's look now at the final numbers of the contest. First of all, for the Norfolk Catholic Knights, Luke Lyons, 8 points, 3 rebounds. Drew Farley, 2 points, 1 rebound. Jordan Beller, 5 points, 1 rebound. Connor Ketter, 9 points, tied for the team high, 7 rebounds. Ethan Brozek, tied for the team high with 9 points, 8 rebounds, 3 blocks. Eric Becker, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Ben Ewing, 8 points, a game high, 10 rebounds, and 1 block shot. 19 rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 4 the first half, 6 of 9 in the second half. The Knights at 3-point line, 3 of 7 of the first half, 0 of 4 in the second half. Turnovers, 7 in each half. Norfolk Catholic had 21 points at halftime, scored 24 more in the second half, and the Knights finished with 45 points, 33 rebounds, 8 out of 13 at the free throw line, 3 of 11 from three-point land, 4 block shots, and 14 turnovers, as Norfolk Catholic is held to their second lowest output of the year. The other one is when they beat St. Cecilia in the holiday tournament 44-40. Second lowest output of the year, 45 points, and they fall to 19-1 on the season. First loss of the year for the number one team all season long in Class C1. They wrap up their season next Friday hosting Hardington Cedar Catholic. We'll take a quick break and look at the final numbers for Central Catholic right after this.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And we're back on the Misco Sports postgame show. Here's a look at the final numbers for Grand Island Central Catholic. Five players score. Patrick Stoltenberg, 5 points, four rebounds. Hit a big three in the fourth quarter. Seth Wardine, 7 points, two rebounds. Tyler Barrientos, 2 points, one rebound. Tyler O'Connor, three rebounds and a block. Caleb Klender, 7 points, including that key free throw that gave him a four-point lead with 7 seconds to go. 7 points, three rebounds. And once again, Turner Fade takes care of business with a game-high 26 points and three rebounds. 9 rebounds in the first half, 7 in the second. Free throw shooting was all in the second half for the Crusaders. They were 4 of 5 in the third quarter, 10 of 14 in the fourth. Did not even attempt one in the first half. After going 0 of 8 in the first half from three-point land, 3 of 4 in the second half for the Crusaders. Turnovers, 3 in the first half and 7 in the second half. 18 points at halftime, 29 points in the second half. And Grand Island Central Catholic, 47 points, 16 rebounds, 14 out of 19 at the free throw line, 3 of 12 from three-point land, 1 block and 10 turnovers as the Crusaders remain unbeaten and improve to 22-0 as they win the battle of 1 versus 2 over Norfolk Catholic, 47-45. The Crusaders battle St. Paul in the regular season finale on Friday. So that's where we're at so far today. 7 of 8 are in the book. Centura beat Sandy Creek in overtime, 46-40. Sutton over Pierce, 44-39. Fremont Bergen over Kearney Catholic, 63-50. Hastings St. Cecilia over Milford, 52-45. Boys Town over Ravenna, 67-53. And Gretna over Adams Central, 69-45. And here, Grand Island Central Catholic, 47-45 over Norfolk Catholic. We'll take about a 10-minute break because they're rolling along, getting ready for Ralston and Grand Island Senior High. And we will have that for you in about 10 minutes on Classic Hits and ESPN Radio. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Stay with us. More hoops coming up.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.
I like the music.
I listen to it every morning on my way to work.
I love it.
I start singing along.
I think it's a great station.